Well, this is a celebratory day, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to a judge, a federal judge, in of all places, the free state of Florida, a Donald Trump appointee, sanity is prevailing. I had contempt for the mask mandate the entire time. It was a fraud. It was a farce. It was ineffective. It hurt people. It hurt children. It, to be redundant, did no good. I am half celebratory and half angry. The contempt that most Americans had for it, but went along with it, I didn't. I did not wear a mask at airports for the last 6 months. And stuck out as the only person in a whole airport who didn't. Three times policemen came over to me, and in each case in three different cities, they came over to tell me how much they liked my work and appreciated me. Very a wonderful memory. I asked the entire time, remember? Do you think the pilots wear it in the cockpit? Or flight deck, as it is now known? Does anybody think that? Of course they don't. Do you want them to? You want them to breathe their own air for 5 hours? Or if it's a trip from where I live in Los Angeles, in an unfree state, to Europe, 11 hours? 11 hours we want pilots to breathe their own carbon dioxide. That makes for a safer flight. I saw a video on the internet of a Delta flight attendant who was walking down the aisle asking people to deposit their masks in his garbage bag. Did you see that? Isn't that great?
That's great.
A black guy, Delta attendant, he's my hero. Now, the hypochondriacs, the excessively fearful, will stick out, not me. The question will not be, why aren't you wearing a mask? The question will be, why are you? A woman walked into this building about 20 feet ahead of me, wearing a mask. Now, because I just didn't want to make her day worse, I didn't say a word to her. It's one of the only times I've been in an elevator and said nothing. She moved to the front of the elevator so as not to be next to my carbon dioxide and escaped. I wouldn't say she walked out. She escaped the elevator. I made the elevator just as the doors were about to close, which did not bring her any joy. Is there no one in her life to say, honey, you're injuring yourself. You're doing something stupid. Is there anybody? Is there anybody in your life who still wears a mask? I have one relative who's quite old, and she has all sorts of comorbidities, and she's a doll. She's just the sweetest human being. And what she did to herself to protect herself, it hurt me. She was alone for so long in the last year and a half, or the first year and a half. Really alone. And so I ask myself, why didn't I say to her, you know, there's no need for that. And the answer is, I didn't want to ruin her day. I didn't want to be confrontational. I admit it with someone whom I have great affection for. But this is a very much older woman with comorbidities. But the woman in the elevator today was, I would say, 35 years of age. And she clearly walks around afraid. She was outdoors wearing a mask. It's an important day. This ruling should have come a year and a half ago. The Supreme Court is too afraid to touch the entire COVID issue, at least thus far. Another wonderful legacy of the Donald Trump presidency. I've sort of given up on talking to people who hate Donald Trump about Donald Trump. It has taken them over. Rational discourse is not possible. They really believe he's a dictator. The guy undid government regulations and is a dictator. Do you understand? And this is not a rhetorical question. Do you understand how upside down all left-wing thinking is? Like I read to you all the comments yesterday with regard to Elon Musk and Twitter, that democracy dies when there is open speech. If there is no censorship, democracy dies. What was it? Who did I quote yesterday? It was Max Boot, and who was the other one?
Robert Reich.
It's painful. Robert Reich, former member of the cabinet in the Clinton administration. That's right. If you don't have censorship, you have dictatorship. Do you believe that? These are the people who hate Trump. It's very hard to find a clear-thinking person who is obsessed with Donald Trump. Well, he pointed this Judge Mizell, who's an American hero. Then Jen Psaki, is it Jen or Jen? Jen Psaki.
Jen.
Jen, right. Jen Psaki, not Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki. Says how she differs with the ruling. Yeah, but they're all sitting having the press conference with no masks on. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the questioner? Mm-hmm. Why is it okay for us not to wear a mask in here, but you have to wear one in an airplane? And he didn't add the cleanest air outside of a surgical room. The cleanest air. It is the last place you need to wear a mask. It is 99% purified constantly. Didn't she say, though, that there's continued transmission of the virus on airplanes? She said that it was like out of nowhere. So the 64,000 ruble question is this. What will happen next time? It's almost inevitable there will be a next time. Who is going to order you to breathe your own air for many hours at a time? And the poor people who work at airports. God. Everyone should see this flight attendant in Delta walking around with a garbage can and a garbage bag down the aisle of a plane for people to deposit that garbage. Everybody should see that. So what will happen next time? Who will, if the CDC, this is a standing order, presumably, right? So the CDC cannot give an order next time.
They can appeal the order.
They can appeal the order, of course. But the CDC is not an institution set up to set laws like that. They can advise. So that's a very, it is the question, what will happen next time? Well, how do you react? Do you have people who are committed to masks? Here's the most interesting question is, or not the most, but one of the most. What percentage of people who are still wearing masks hate Donald Trump. And why would they be related? That's the most interesting one. The answer is 99%. The question is, why? I'm Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Spring and summer are the seasons for finally getting outdoors for entertaining, pool parties, and barbecues. But if your yard looks like a plant cemetery, you're not going to enjoy it as much. So get your place looking like a resort, easy, with fast-growing trees. When it comes to caring for your plants, know-how matters. There's no waiting in lines, no messy cars from hauling plants all over town. You order online or over the phone. Your plants are shipped to your door in 1 to 2 days, and their growing and care advice is available 24/7. Whether you're looking for increased privacy, shade, or adding some natural beauty, fast-growing trees have the perfect plants and expertise to help you find them. I'm a big fan of fast-growing trees, so I give you my personal endorsement of them. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, so you can trust everything will be healthy for years to come. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/Prager, and you'll get 15% off your entire order. 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Prager, fastgrowingtrees.com/Prager. With the dropping of the mask mandate, aren't the kids in New York City still required to wear masks? Isn't that right? 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, Philadelphia. What was Philadelphia? I saw you sent something. What was it?
You're required to wear a mask inside in Philadelphia.
You're required to wear a mask where?
Inside in Philadelphia.
Inside everywhere.
Yeah.
And Philadelphians put up with it. So I guess if you live in Philadelphia. You assume that the ruling on airplanes is going to kill people. You can't have it both ways. Either it's saving lives or it's completely damaging. Which is it? I told you I'm of mixed emotions on this because half of me is still angry at the quality of life. Attack on quality of life because of masks. And that so many Americans who obviously now loathe it. The celebratory spirit. I mean, the videos, the second it was announced, pilots would get on and say the one pilot that I saw or heard on the internet said this was the most important announcement he has made in his all his years as a pilot. Shows you what he thinks of it. He should know. He's a pilot. So he listened to the CDC, not pilots. What do pilots know about airplane and the health of the air? And what do pilots do? They don't wear it. Well, I said all this for 2 years. So I have ambivalence for another reason. Now that I see how many Americans are thrilled that the mask idiocy has been removed by a judge, it makes it even more depressing to me how they went along with it. See, if they believed it, well, that would have bothered me even more, I admit. If they believed masks worked, then it would be more depressing. But since they knew this was a farce, this was a masquerade, this was a kabuki theater, as they have in Japan, we're all playing a role in a monstrous play. But they went along with it anyway. So that's disconcerting. I was the only person in tens of thousands of people at an airport for months not wearing a mask. I ached to see one other. I would have seen one other if my producer had flown with me. Did you have the same thing? You would be alone? You didn't wear a mask, right? You would be alone too?
In a sea of masks.
In a sea of masks, yeah. Well, the interesting thing is nobody said a thing to me, except I told you three times. Policemen came over to thank me for my work. I thought they were coming over to say, you know, if you don't put on a mask, we'll have to arrest you. Do you know why surgeons wear masks? They don't wear masks to protect from viruses. They wear masks to protect from bodily fluids, either their own or from the person whose body has just been opened. It's not a viral protector. That's not why they wear it. If surgeons believed that it was a viral protector, they would wear it the entire time they were in a hospital, but they only wore it during surgery. People took off the masks after the surgery. The human species is a troubled species. And the troubled are in charge. That's the sad part. 1-8-PRAGER 776-877-243-7776. I don't know how odd I will feel when I next fly. I'll obviously give you a report. I fly very often, as you know. Just came back from Florida 2 weeks ago. It's very fitting that it was a Trump appointee. It is not possible to overstate the tragedy of the Biden win, if he won. Win or not, cheat or not, he's the president. That's just the way it is. And it's a tragedy. All he has done is hurt this country. Because he has followed the left wing of his party, which is basically his whole party. And all the left does is damage. This country would be thriving were it not for the left. We continue.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they'd expected. Some own coins that have done better than they expected. Or maybe you just want to cash out and do something else with the money. Markets change, and to understand the current value of your precious metals portfolio, you should get a new valuation. So I'd like to tell you about my friend, and he is, otherwise I never use that term, Nick Rovich. Became my friend because I so admire his honesty and integrity and knowledge of the coin world, of the gold world, the silver world. He's owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion for over 40 years. Nick has built a reputation for trust and honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. Nick won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, I believe he offers the best price, trade, and consignment deals compared to anyone. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review for free. That's right, free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
You know, every day, literally, I bring to you damage that the left has done to society. The damage to children is the most inexcusable, robbing them of innocence and calling those of us who want to protect children's innocence haters, bigots, etc. Don't say gay is a lie. It has nothing to do with the word gay. They don't want straight said either. I don't want sex taught to my children by anybody but me. My children grew up fine. They knew plenty about sex at the right time. As I have also mentioned, it is an astonishing thing to see the role, disproportionate role, women play in ruining children's lives. It is the antithesis. I told you, everything is upside down. Free speech is fascism. Censorship is democracy. And women are there to rob children of innocence, not to protect their innocence. This is a first in history. Women were known as protectors of children. Now they're damagers of children in the disproportionate role that they play as teachers and activists to talk to children about sex. There's so much time spent on this crap that it ruins their innocence that there's no time for music or art. They went the way of the dodo. Sex education. Began with condoms on bananas. Remember that? What age was that? Seventh grade? And, of course, colleges have sex week. Why don't they have Beethoven week? Or how about this for real? Can you imagine? Just imagine. All right, students at Dartmouth, just remember, next week is Bible week. The foundation of Western civilization is not known to you, so we're gonna do some studying here. We'll begin with Genesis. Sex week. I've been on campuses when they had sex week or they were advertising it. Yeah, because there's not enough talk about sex. There's not enough exposure to sex on the internet. There wasn't enough talk about sex in high school and elementary school. Colleges need a sex week. And I'm not even a prude. I have no issue. Adults do what adults do. And I am a libertarian on sexual matters. But I would like educational institutions to educate, to bring elevating subjects to students. I love the word elevate. It animates me. Part of the reason I love classical music, I think it elevates you. I know not everybody will love classical music. I've made peace with that very early in my life. But everyone should be exposed to it. Everybody should be exposed to great art, great sculpture. I saw a picture of a museum. I forgot what city it was in. I showed it to you, didn't I? No? Saw a picture of a museum. I commented on it that day. The building looked like it had been bombed, and it was caving in on the front door. This was the design. The left has destroyed architecture, just as it has everything else in the arts. It started with atonal music. Yes. So it's a battle to reclaim what elevates. Here's a question you should ask if you're a parent or grandparent. What in my child's life or grandchild's life elevates him or her? My belief is that most people hearing the question would answer, "What do you mean?" They don't know what it means to elevate a person. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code PRAGER. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code PRAGER. Hi there, everybody. Some odd calls. Maybe it's a bad summary. Dennis is wrong. Many have died of COVID with no comorbidities. Of course that's true. Did I ever once say that people didn't die unless they had comorbidities? Let me take the call because it's... I can't believe it's what was said to the screener. Hi there, Mark in Stockton, California. Hi.
Yeah, I've been listening to you quite a bit, and you do seem to imply that the people that are who mostly die are people with elderly with comorbidities.
Oh, that's true. You're right. That is, because that's a fact.
Yeah, correct. And there have been like five conservative talk show hosts who have died of COVID, and they weren't that old. They were in their 50s and 60s.
How does that refute the fact either there are data or there are no data? This is overwhelmingly a mortal disease for the very old with comorbidities. Do you agree or do you disagree? Answer my question or I'll hang up. Do you agree or disagree? I'm claiming a fact. Either I'm lying to you or I'm telling the truth. Which is it?
Can you state it again, what you just said?
Okay, no, I won't. Okay, have a great day. Let's see here. Minneapolis, Bill, hello.
Dennis.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I, like the previous caller, although I disagree with 90% of what you have to say, I do listen to you.
That's to your credit. Did I lose you? What happened? That's strange. Sorry. Wait, the last thing I heard was that when I said it's to your credit, you were cut off. So please continue.
I'm sorry. If we're going to survive as a country, we have to be able to universally believe in the institutions that we have. One of those institutions is voting in the democratic process. And right prior to break, the continued narrative that the election was stolen, that he cheated, all of this. I want you to provide the data, because from anything that I've read, it would suggest that Trump was the person that tried to put the fake electors forward. Trump was the guy calling Raffensperger looking for 11,000 votes that didn't exist. All of the cheating that I'm aware of happened on Trump's behalf. But I've never heard the data. I've heard that there's been lots of audits in Arizona, Pennsylvania, et cetera, Wisconsin. But I've never seen the data that concluded that cheating happened. And you're
right. It has not been proved. You are right. It has not been proved. But let me ask you, are you supportive of making Election Day? Are you not hearing me?
I'm listening.
Thank you. Are you supportive of the Democrats having made Election Day Election Month and sending tens of millions of ballots to people that were not requested? Let's put aside the issue of whether the last election was honest. Do you support those two developments?
No.
You're a good man. So now, in light of that, let me ask you, you're obviously honest, and I'm very happy you called. So in light of that, do you think it was done to make elections more likely to go to the Democratic Party, or do you think it was done for noble reasons?
I think that it happened in both red and blue states, and I think the prevailing wisdom at the time those decisions were being made was that the likelihood that COVID would spread more quickly if we called people into the polling places.
So you would. Now that COVID is basically done, do you think that they should stop doing this?
Yes.
Do you think the Democratic Party agrees with you?
No.
All I could say is you're a good man, and I mean it sincerely. You know what? Let me ask you another question in light of my admiration for him. And it's sincere. So, Bill, you still there?
Yes.
Forgetting the election, I'm just curious because you're obviously intellectually honest. You said you disagree with me 90% of the time. Give me two things, forgetting the last election, that you strongly differ with me on.
I called you one time previously and got on your show over your concerns regarding gay marriage and how that would ruin the the institution of marriage, and I don't see it as having played out that way. That call,
right? It has not played out that way. That was not my biggest concern. I had two concerns with same-sex marriage. One was religious, and I continue to have that. My religion does not allow marriage to be anything but a man and a woman, and I defer to my religion. Okay. The other is, and I said this over and over, and I think I was right. I said the argument that is given, the primary argument for gay marriage or same-sex marriage, was gender doesn't matter, only love does. And I said gender doesn't matter is one of the most dangerous ideas of my lifetime. And I think I turned out to be right.
Yeah, I don't know that I feel as strongly that it matters in the institution of marriage. I would agree gender matters.
Right,
I'm not but all of the transgender folks.
Right, but it was inevitable. Once you accept the idea that gender doesn't matter, which is the essence of same-sex marriage, then it is inevitable that you would say gender doesn't matter anywhere. Why does it only not matter with marriage? Either it's a principle or it's not a principle. So I foresaw a very, very problematic thing. I would like to talk to you again. So I'd like to know what the 90% that you differ with is about. That's always the first thing that's raised when people raise, why don't you listen to or read Dennis Prager? Hi there, all. Yes. So let me summarize some of the calls here. So, Jaylene in California, paramedic daughter wears a mask due to tuberculosis threat. Well, let me understand that. Hi there, Jaylene. I don't quite understand that.
What's hello.
Hi.
It's an honor to speak with you, first of all.
Thank you.
I'm a devoted listener. Okay, what I wanted to say, by the way, just to preface, I am a senior. I have been exposed to two global pandemics, 57 as well as 68, of which my parents did not wear masks and nothing collapsed in our country. But 2 years prior to the COVID, my daughter, who lives in Jacksonville, Florida, who's a rescue paramedic, was telling me at the time we had a heavy flu season. And she said, Mom, that N95 they talk about, I am required to wear that mask to transport EB patients. So I just wanted to put that out there just for information.
So does she only wear it when she's transporting TB patients or other times?
At that time, she indicated only at that time. Now, since, of course, COVID, she's now been
all right.
Required.
Yeah. Right.
But that was just an interesting...
I see. Okay, well, all right. Look, I recognize that there are times when every rule has exceptions. There are times that seatbelts hurt people. The woman who was killed by a carjacker, and I will have a fascinating topic on carjacking. Fascinating. Philosophic one, believe it or not. When we come back. Well, a woman's arm was ripped off her body by sadists, young garbage. Yes, I believe a human can reach the level of garbage just as a human can reach the level of angel. It's an interesting issue that you can't call bad people bad things. It's an unspoken taboo. Well, everybody is precious, even the worst of us. No, human life is precious, but not everybody is precious. If everybody is precious, nobody is precious. Isn't that obvious? They ripped her arm off. We'll be back.